part of the show, and you can do that by giving us a call. 617-627-3800. Again, the number is 617-627-3800. And it's time for Did You Hear? The segment where Derek and I prove to each other that we are smarter than one another by saying one or two words. A name can be anything from the past couple days' news, and we'll try to guess what it means, what we're talking about, what the news story was, or anything about it.
There was no news this week, so this is going to be extra challenging.
It
was bad week. Bad news week. Bad news week. You go sit in the corner and think about what you've done.
All right. I will start first. Spotify.
Spotify. You know, interesting footnote. I know this isn't it, but I can tell you that Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart was one of the most played songs on Spotify on the day of the eclipse on March 8th.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, interesting. I heard something, but I don't recall what was going on with Spotify.
So Spotify is about to close on a $1 billion deal that would double the amount of financing the music company has raised since being founded a decade ago. So $1 billion it is now, ranked at. Now, the money comes in the form of convertible debt. It also allows Spotify investors to change their securities into equities.
I love convertible debt because you can put the top down in the summer.
Yeah.
It's the best kind of debt.
All right, what do you got?
I wish I was deep in convertible debt. Hamilton.
Hamilton is the play, and it is under fire because in its audition announcement, they asked for, I believe it was 20s to 30-year-old non-white men or actors because they wanted an all-black or Latino cast.
Indeed.
And they're calling for discrimination.
Yeah, well,
so it works both ways.
They may have actually run afoul of the New York New York City human rights law, which prevents people from advertising or excluding for specific groups. And one example that they cited of this is they have gone after restaurants who have posted listings for busboys and waitresses instead of wait staff and bus persons. Now, in the case of Hamilton, the whole point of the show is you don't have a bunch of old white guys playing the founding fathers. That is a very deliberate artistic choice.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that. And one of the New York commissioners that they talked to said, you go ahead and cast anyone you want. You just can't write an ad that says no whites, which is pretty much what they did. Yeah.
All right. Corey Lewandowski
was arrested yesterday, even though he's being defended by his boss, Donald Trump, for grabbing a reporter and bruising her arm during a he manhandled her. He turned himself into authorities after the warrant for his arrest was issued. He's a UMass Lowell graduate, we've come to find out. This is so...
Did you watch the video on it?
I watched the video 20 times, and then finally, I think it was BBC World News actually had the relevant part of it isolated so you could figure out what the heck was going on.
Yeah. I believe it was USA Today that showed, put together the piece of the clip, and it was just on loop of that. And you really couldn't see what was going on a little bit. The last 5 seconds of the clip, so I'm talking about a 45-second clip, is the isolated version. I'm like, why did you wait till the end to do that?
Yeah.
But essentially, what you have is, and now this woman who she works for, Breitbart.
Did.
Extreme right-wing political news. They're not backing her.
No.
And because of them not backing her, she said, bye, I'm leaving.
She quit. Another editor quit. If you watch the video, clearly what happens is she is running across the room to ask Mr. Trump a question, which she's not supposed to do, and she knows that. But reporters do that anyway. She's not doing anything unusual.
When is it okay to grab the arm or attempt to grab a president or you know.
Right. Well, this is the thing. Is
presidential nominee.
She's running up to him and sticking and trying to stick a recorder in his face. And Lewandowski reaches out and grabs her arm. And
he's like, no, back off.
Stops her. Basically. Yeah. Yeah.
Try to go outside, Derek, and go grab a cop.
So
see what the outcome will that be. You just don't grab these people.
That's the extent of the manhandling. He didn't throw her to the floor. No. He didn't knock her down. And then all the Trump brown shirts came out and started kicking her in the ribs.
Hillary went on Twitter, I believe it was, and it's quote unquote manhandled.
Yeah, manhandled.
Shame on him.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
It's a complete joke and a complete waste of everybody's time. Unlike the email story, which may actually involve the breaking of federal laws. Marco Rubio.
There's so many ways that you could go. Marco Rubio, I know one of the big stories in the past couple days was saying that he will not back Trump. Like, he's keeping all his delegates.
Yes, that is it. Marco Rubio is refusing to release the 172 delegates he's earned through the primaries. It is not entirely his choice. The states where he won those delegates have to give him the authority to do that. So they basically release the delegates to him, and then he can decide what he wants to do with them. Alaska has already said that it would, and he's petitioning other states to give him the same power.
Now, here's what I learned last night in the town hall, and I actually didn't know this. When Ted Cruz was speaking, and, you know, the big question is, why is Kasich still in it? Because
he's going to be the vice president. We've been all...
But
you,
no.
This isn't even, Lisa, do you listen to this show? You're on this show. I've told you why John Kasich is still in the race.
I know, because...
Vice President Kasich. Say it after me. Vice President Kasich.
He is. No, I'm telling you, there is going to be an extreme momentum for Ted Cruz in the next.
Coming from where?
Here's the thing. Going into, we are now in a contested, because I don't believe Donald Trump will get the delegates.
I think he will.
I thought he would. As of seeing the last week of what's going on, what states are still left, and the take all numbers, there's a good chance. Kasich staying in it is smart because now he has a chance to still take away delegates from him.
Let me tell you two things that can't happen.
But here's also, hold on. Going into a contested, there's no way that John Kasich can win because it is written in the rules from the RNC, you need to have won to have your name on that bill. Won 8 states. The only two people that have done that are Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is going into it knowing that he can beat him out.
Well, Rubio's looking at this as...
There's no way, even if Rubio was still in it, there's no way that he could win in a contested. There's no way, Kasich. You need to win 8 states. Now, you have going on right now, the Republican Party essentially is trying to rewrite all these rules because that's what we do. Do you think the slightest possibility they are setting up a Paul Ryan?
Oh, good God, no. No, because Paul Ryan doesn't want it, and Paul Ryan couldn't win.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure of that. Trust me, the last thing that you're going to see come out of this is Paul Ryan. Let me tell you what's not going to happen. Ted Cruz is not going to win California. There's no way he's going to win California. Ted Cruz is not going to win New York.
No, of course he's going to win
that. There is no way that Ted Cruz could win either of those two states.
Mm-hmm.
So, just looking at the number of delegates that are available in those two states.
So what number are we up to? And California is take all, New York is not. Correct?
I don't know if, I think they're both winner take all states.
Don't believe New
on
York
on the Democrat
is.
Side, I know New York is. I don't know if that's 100% true on the Republican side.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my understanding.
They're
is that they're
up
both
there.
Winner
they're
take
in
all.
What? This...
California's winner take all.
How many delegates are we talking about?
Not enough to get Donald Trump over the top.
Because next Tuesday we have, what is it, Pennsylvania. Then it's kind of spread out. We're talking the following Tuesday, there's a couple, and then we still have...
Pennsylvania goes to Trump. There's very little question about that. California goes to Trump.
Honestly, Kasich could have a good run there.
Kasich is more likely to have a good run in Wisconsin. than he is.
But in Pennsylvania, I mean, look at the proximity to Ohio.
I think it would be surprising if Kasich won Pennsylvania. Just because Pennsylvania is, you get into Western Pennsylvania, yes, there's a lot of similarity with Ohio, but Eastern Pennsylvania is much more like New York. Mm-hmm. And New York and Massachusetts went solidly for Trump. They're not, they don't think Kasich really stands for anything, is their problem with him. Wisconsin, as the lesser of three evils, it is not to imply, you know, anyone's actually evil, but as the lesser of three evils.
Scott Walker just came out and backed Cruz.
Yeah.
But a good majority of Wisconsin hates Scott Walker, so.
Yeah, but that's the Democrats. Scott Walker may carry enough weight to help Cruz. He would have done better to back Kasich because Cruz and Trump, there isn't that much space in between the two of them anymore. And we see this as the campaign goes on. But the problem that Ted Cruz is going to have is that his base is among white evangelical voters. And very few of the states left up for grabs have a strong white evangelical voter base.
Mm-hmm.
And in California and New York,
forget it.
Forget
no,
it.
I understand.
They're not there at all.
But the thing is, you know, if the party actually wants to talk about beating Trump, you don't like the candidate that's leading right now, you have to have a situation where you have Kasich and Cruz coming together. That is the only way you're going to defeat Trump. And we've had this conversation before and saying, if at this point one of them dropped out, and obviously it is not going to be Cruz, if we have Kasich now saying, Cruz, I am going to jump on as your VP, you had said the argument of you believe that some Kasich supporters would go to Trump, which I absolutely believe not to be true.
The Republican Party establishment hates Ted Cruz as much as they hate Donald Trump. So if you're John Kasich and you're the last man standing who the establishment likes, you want this to get to a contested convention.
But there's no way to get it. He has not won eight states. Unless the RNC can change the rules by July 14th or whatever, there's no way he can win. It's written in law.
You don't need that, because when you go into a contested convention, anybody could become the candidate. They can draft somebody to come in after the first vote. So what's likely to happen is, if Donald Trump does not have enough delegates, and I still believe that he will, if Donald Trump does not have enough delegates, first ballot, there will be no nominee. Second ballot, you may see an alliance between Cruz and Kasich to try and get the vote, or Kasich may hold out and say, nope, let's see where this thing goes.
I want you to look this up, because I believe it's on the second ballot, you have to have won eight states.
After the first ballot, all bets are off. Anybody can come in at that point. They can draft Mitt Romney. They could go get Bob Dole.
Imagine that one.
Bob Dole's here. Why is Bob Dole here? Bob Dole did not understand why Bob Dole is here. Bob Dole is the president? Bob Dole is the president. That is why, Bob Dole is here.
Believe that would be a better option than Trump.
But that's after the first ballot, the gloves are off. This is part of the reason Kasich is in it at this point, is because he sees that end game, and he knows that if push comes to shove, he's more likely to get the backing of the establishment wing of the Republican Party than either Trump or Cruz. Trump definitely won't get it. Cruz might be able to work some backroom deals and get the establishment on board, but Kasich's got the clearest path to that. And either one of those guys winds up as the nominee and wants the establishment support, they're going to have to put Kasich on the ticket. No one's going anywhere. We're going all the way to Columbus, and if Donald Trump doesn't have those delegates, it's going to be a fun week.
All right, so I have two, you have one. We're going to go with Volkswagen.
Volkswagen is being sued by the United States government over their advertising for their diesel vehicles, which, as we now know, was 100% fraudulent.
Yes.
Because
very, very fraudulent.
Their diesel was not clean. It was clean in laboratory settings when it knew a computer was attached to it, but out in the real world, it spewed filth into the air everywhere you drove.
Yeah, they've rigged more than 500,000 vehicles with software to emit emissions.
Yes.
And so they're being sued by the FTC. All right.
Yeah, they tried to work out some deals with the federal government, and
they were not having it.
No, there was a considerable distance between what Volkswagen was willing to offer and what the federal government believes is fair restitution for what's been done. I'm with the feds on this one. Detroit principals.
Is this involving testing and scandals with testings?
Believe it or not, no.
That's always my first guess. Which one is this one?
Are there five or six? There are six Detroit principals. Have been indicted in a scheme involving a school supply company where they were getting kickbacks from this one salesperson at the school supply company. The way that this scam worked is they would call up this guy and say, I need some bills paid. I need a few $1,000. Can you help me out? And they would place bogus orders for school supplies, and then he would send some money their way.
How convenient.
Yes, yes. It was working out well for everybody. Norman Shy of Allstate Sales, he's the guy that was involved in this conspiracy, was 74 years old.
Oh, God.
Which is, in my eyes, a little bit old to be engaging in this kind of scandal. You should have learned better by this point.
All right, fourth one, Affordable Care Act.
I just saw something about that today where they said the majority of people who have signed up for the Affordable Care Act turns out are sicker and more expensive than the U.S. population as a whole. Therefore, it is far more expensive than they thought it was going to be.
People newly insured under your Obamacare, sicker and more medical care, had higher costs than those already covered. And this was coming from Blue Cross Blue Shield Association on Tuesday in a new study by policyholders. Now, because insurers' premiums had to cover their medical expenses, the new report explains why Blue Cross had sought, you know, insurance commissioners for these new rates.
Shocker. What a shocker. All the sick people signed up and we can't afford it. Shocker. This is a softball. I've been lobbing you softballs all night tonight. Pez.
The Easter egg hunt.
Yes.
Where apparently adults are far more childish than their own children, because this is why America is the way it is and why we can't have nice things over Pez Candy Easter egg hunt.
Sunday's
let's fight.
Sunday's open to the public Easter egg hunt at Pez's corporate headquarters in Connecticut was ruined after parents stormed three separate fields. So they'd set up three fields that were, they had 9,000 eggs scattered across these three fields, and they were meant to be separated into different ages. So you'd have one for the little kids, one for the tweens, and one for, like, you know, the young teenagers.
Yeah, so the 13-year-old isn't pushing the 2-year-old for the chocolate egg.
The egg hunts were also supposed to start 30 minutes apart so that the Pez people could keep things under control. Instead, the adults showed up, stormed the field, knocked down toddlers, smashed their Easter baskets, grabbed all the eggs for themselves. Way to go, Connecticut parents.
Animals.
Yeah.
They probably told them they were, you know, Whole Foods, organic chocolate, you know, gummies in there.
The Pez people, by the way, made sure that every kid that was there got an egg and got something. And they got,
The proper medical treatment it needed to.
They actually got a huge social media lift from their response to it. The parents are being dragged through the mud. A second time. They already dragged themselves through the mud to get the eggs. And now they're being dragged through the mud again. What is wrong with people?
Derek, I ask that question every single
day. What the hell? This is your generation. These are the millennials who are doing this.
And as I've said so many times on this show, I am so appalled by my generation.
My generation, you could have an Easter egg hunt without it descending into mud wrestling pandemonium.
Oh, yeah, no. Apparently, it was like Game of Thrones going on
down
there.
Yeah, it was like Game of Thrones crossed with Lord of the Flies at the Pez Fields.
All right, so we are tied 3-3. So last one going to you. Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. will be donating his brain for CTE research upon his death.
That is true.
And I believe he is the first, is he the first NASCAR driver to do this?
He is.
Yeah.
And you just had actually a couple of weeks ago, not Mia Hamm, trying to think of her name.
Hope Solo.
Brandy Chastain.
Oh, Brandy Chastain. I was thinking Jessica Chastain, and I'm like, no, that's not the right one.
She will donate her brain.
Nice.
Same idea.
Hopefully not anytime soon.
Yeah, no.
Hopefully not anytime soon. All right, so one more for you. So I got four of them this week. Mm-hmm. It's not bad. It's just a slow news week. We've all been reading the same stuff. Terminix. This one broke today.
Hmm. Oh, there is a lawsuit because they poisoned people.
Yes.
Oh, it's a big lawsuit. It's like $400 million
Keep going. Keep going.
Did I get the number right? $400 million?
Well, that's a separate issue. That's still ongoing, but there was something that happened with it. It was announced today.
Oh, come on. I got that.
Yeah, but that's not the story. That's the old story.
Tell me, did I get the number right?
I think you did get the number right on that lawsuit.
Yes, I got it.
All right. There's
a lawsuit going on with family. It's one specific family.
Yes.
Over accidentally spilling the chemicals.
Something else happened today.
Okay. What happened today?
Okay, so you don't get this one.
But no, I absolutely get that
one. No, you don't get this one because...
You just want to win.
No, it's not because I want to win. It's because... That wasn't today's story.
All right, I get half.
You're still, go on. I'd be in.
Go on.
Maybe half.
I would absolutely give you half.
This was headline news all over the place today. Terminix has been fined $10 million by the United States government for the use of the banned pesticide methyl bromide at the resort in the U.S. Virgin Islands that led to that lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
They fumigated the lower level of a cottage. And upstairs, a Delaware family of four was sickened by this stuff. Methyl bromide has been illegal for use in the United States for a number of years. So they shouldn't have even been using the stuff there. Bad news for the Terminix people. But that was a $10 million fine from the U.S. government.
Hmm. I got part of that.
Can you get...
It was good. We did good this week. We did well.
It's been a slow news week. 617-627-3800. On Facebook at facebook.com/bigpicturewmfo. When we come back, they're thinking about the children in the southern states. Thank God they're thinking about the children and protecting them from, I don't know who they're protecting them from. We'll find out right here on WMFO Medford.
Okay, gang. So, chances are there'll never be an emergency ever, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So, who's going to do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So, who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag? It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
So, how was the big weekend away?
We had fun.
Oh, you look like you had fun.
A lot of fun.
And
this morning I realized I forgot to pack my birth control pills.
Oh, sh**.
No, sh**. Oh, sh**. I'm freaking out. But what are the chances, right?
Sometimes even the best plans don't go according to plan. That's why there's emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill, and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, just wait?
I don't know. What would you do?
Think positive.
Not funny.
To learn more or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens. Brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Some people say they like to hear me talk, 'cause I tell them what's wrong. I don't say much more than a man in a bar shooting his mouth off. Promises are broken, yes sir, no sir, we'll see.
WMFO Medford, this is The Big Picture. He's Derek Gary and I am Lisa Nichols. We are here with you till 9 o'clock. And of course, we want you to be a part of the show. Give us a call at 617-627-3800. Now, Derek, you before the break said you wanted to protect the children. And apparently down the south.
God, won't someone think about the children?
We need to protect the children from all those transgender pedophiles that apparently are going into the bathroom.
Did they use the word pedophiles in the bill? They probably did, knowing them down there.
Now, two legislative battles going on in the South. One's in North Carolina, one in Georgia. They're the latest examples of this growing fight over LGBT communities between conservative legislators and advocates. And this is coming on the heels of the Supreme Court decision in 2015, which we had talked about extensively on this show. Now, yesterday, under mounting pressure from corporations, we saw companies like Coca-Cola coming out, Delta, Google, Apple. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal vetoed a bill that would allow businesses and clergy to refuse services to people based on their religious opposition to same-sex.
Let me point something out. Republican Governor Nathan Deal.
Yes.
Republican Governor Nathan Deal vetoed the anti-gay bill. Why? Because it's the smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we're talking about, I'm sure you've also heard North Carolina in the news. Last week, the attempt to extend LGBT protections was blocked after State Governor Pat McCrory signed into law which prohibits transgender people from using public bathrooms that match the gender they identify with, if it's not the same that they were born with. So, Derek, if you are in transition to a woman, you would want to use the women's bathroom. What is going on in North Carolina? They're saying, no way, you can't go in the women's bathroom. You were born a male. You must go in the men's bathroom. Gonna go on a hunch here and say, for as long as there were transgender people, you've probably been in a bathroom already and you just didn't know it.
Do we have nothing more pressing on the government calendar? Is there no greater issue facing the state of Georgia or the state of North Carolina that we have the time and resources to waste on deciding who gets to use which public bathroom for reasons that nobody could fully understand?
Oh,
other than someone who has invested far too much of their life into a magic book finds it to be immoral.
Yeah. But you have this argument in saying, and this is coming from the way right, of why should we give special treatment to such a small segment of the population? Because it's law. We decided, the Supreme Court, that everybody has equal rights.
It doesn't matter. That's the bigger issue here. It doesn't matter. If this is your hill to die on, as a Republican, please leave. Please go home. Because we should be past this. Okay? This whole argument.
But we knew after it happened last year with the Supreme Court decision, this would not be the end of it. We would like to think it was the end of it, the end of debate. But once you take the power from the states and you have all of these voices, these stupid people that have nothing else to do with their day in government, they now come up with these laws.
I don't want no pedo in the bathroom with my daughter. I don't want no tranny in the bathroom with my daughter. Wait, calm down.
Yeah.
Go home. Go read your magic book again and see what it says about passing judgment on others. And when in Rome, give Caesar what is due Caesar, and to quote the line correctly, and give God what is due God, and stop worrying about this crap. Because, first of all, the argument that they're making about this is you're going to have men in a public bathroom.
And they're just going to be watching.
With my little girl.
Yeah.
No, those aren't men. Those are transgender, transsexual people who don't identify as men.
The problem
who may or may not be attracted to women. You know, here's the immediate way that you blow this argument out of the water. This is how you blow it out of the water immediately. What about all the lesbians that are in the public bathroom with your little girl? They're actually attracted to women. Do you want lesbians?
But they're required to use the women's bathroom.
Do you want lesbians in the in the university bathroom with your virgin daughter, sir? Lesbians, gay men in the locker room with your sons. Do you want gay men in the locker room with your sons?
Because that's... It is so crazy to me that we're at this point, that people are actually defending this, that we're talking about it.
It's indefensible. It's indefensible.
And I have to say, you know, you have to give a nod to these companies in calling out stupidity going on in the state.
Yeah.
I think it's a little ridiculous when we're like, oh, you know, non-essential travel to the state and blah, blah, blah. Because everybody in North Carolina, they don't all think like that. There are some really, really good people and a lot of good people that believe in equal rights. It's these few voices that somehow... get power, get just enough power to pass unbelievably incompetent bills like this.
That's on the part of New York Governor Cuomo, who, by and large, tends to be a reasonable guy. That's publicity whoring. That's exactly what that is. That's
a straight out of, Marty Walsh, book 101.
That's like
you got on that board.
That's like a few years ago, you will recall. The state of Arizona passed a law saying that illegals had to carry documentation with them, and foreign residents had to carry documentation with them to prove that they were here legally. And in response to this, Boston Mayor Thomas Menino announced a city ban on Arizona iced tea, which is actually made in New York.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is just... oh, people are talking about a thing. Let me get my name in the papers.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine Clark stuck her foot in it again this week over something incredibly stupid and needs to be removed from Washington. But that's another story.
You know, and this governor that's in Georgia, good for him.
Yeah.
For realizing, you know, but going back to North Carolina, but essentially what you had, this bill took place, the actual passing of it, 13 hours. They did it in the dead of night. They went through both chambers. There was no community discussion. There was no time for debate. It was signed, sealed, delivered, done.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The thing in Georgia was a broader religious freedom law. And
yes, that was going back to the many discussions we've had on this show and saying, if you are a business owner and because of religious beliefs, say, we're back to the wedding cake example.
Yeah.
If you feel like you don't have to make a cake for a gay couple, you shouldn't have to.
And that one, I think we can all say, look, let's just calm down and bake the cake. But there's the separate issue that involves whether or not you would force a Catholic priest to perform a gay marriage.
Yes.
Now, there may be a constitutional question about that. Because as much as the First Amendment basically says that the United States government will not set up an official state religion. That's what that means.
And essentially freedom, we have separation of church religion. And state.
Separation of church and state. Separation of church and state is interpreted by Jefferson to mean that the church does not influence what the state does. The bigger question that's being asked here is, at what point does a government edict infringe upon the First Amendment rights of a religious organization?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with respect to the Catholic Church, which would not like to be in the gay marriage business, I think there may be a fight to have on that front. For everybody else, if you're a secular business person, even if you're a devoutly religious person that owns a business like the Hobby Lobby people, I'm sorry. Unless you are set up as a religion,
mm-hmm,
you don't get to claim any of those exemptions. Somebody walks in and says, I want a cake. Somebody walks in and says, I want to do business with you. You can refuse them on the grounds that you're too busy. You can refuse them on the grounds that,
But not.
But you can't refuse them on the grounds of
religion doesn't believe in gay marriage, so yeah. I don't feel comfortable making a cake for you.
We don't serve
America,
the gays here.
Don't we want to make money? It shouldn't matter.
And this
you're
is
marrying a dog.
The Washington Post actually read a very, very good story about this yesterday, talking about which, if you are following us on Facebook, facebook.com, Big Picture WMFO, you saw this. There is a huge gulf in the Republican Party right now between the business wing, which liberals like to think of as the evil money men, the Wall Street fat cats and the bankers and all the people who have traditionally looked to the Republican Party to keep laissez-faire capitalism going,
mm-hmm.
and the evangelical base, which could give two craps about what's happening on Wall Street, but just wants to make sure that no gay people are allowed in their neighborhood. And the business wing, which is the actual money and power of the Republican Party, is getting fed up with this. The problem with the evangelical wing is there's more of them. They have the votes.
Absolutely. And I mean, this is going on nationwide. We look at nearly 200 bills, talking about 33 states, which were aimed to try to undermine the protections that were given by our government, by the Supreme Court, for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people. 200 bills. So this isn't, you know, just a little small thing that's happening in North Carolina, that's happening down in Georgia. There are many people that are trying to push this. And unfortunately, like I said, these are people that are just voices with power. That's scary to me.
There are more people making noise about this than there are actual transgender people in the United States. And the first thing I would say to any of these evangelical people, what are you worried about? How many transgender individuals are even in your community? Do you know that? Have you ever met a transgender individual? Do you know anything about transgender individuals?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't. Stop wasting public tax dollars on this. Stop wasting everybody's time on this. Stop holding the Republican Party hostage over this. Because the longer that you keep on this road of denying basic human rights to fellow citizens because you don't like a choice that they made, because your magic book and your invisible friend say that it's immoral, the stronger...
It's a perfect way to put that.
The stronger the Democrats get and the weaker the Republicans get.
Mm-hmm.
And if the evangelicals will not toe the line, at some point, I think the business wing of the Republican Party just needs to say, enough. You guys... We don't want your votes anymore.
No, absolutely. And I
mean, we support gay marriage. We support transgender rights. We're not going to waste any more of the public's time on this nonsense wedge issue. We're going to focus on taxes and the military and foreign relations.
You mean what they're supposed to be there for?
Yeah.
I come from a place that it blows my mind, same as you, that everybody isn't equal, that everybody isn't able to marry. Well, we can, but people don't believe that gay people should be married. That blows my mind that people still have that mentality. But on the other side, I also understand people's right to religion. And there are some religion, Catholicism being one, and I know many people like this that would treat any of my friends that, you know, are a lesbian, are a gay man, as their own children. But don't believe in the sanctity of marriage.
What difference does it make?
As long as I understand that part of it.
Honestly, what difference does it make?
I don't agree with it, but I can't. I have to give that person the right to believe it. Now on that we start infringing on people's rights, which is the law, because essentially that's what we're doing.
Right.
Talking about a Kim Davis, where you don't have the ability to not give marriage certificates. That's your job. The government says you don't like it, fine, believe in whatever you want to believe in. You're a disgusting piece of crap, but believe whatever you want to believe in. Then quit your job. If you don't want to do what the government has made law, then you must leave.
Pay Caesar what is owed Caesar. Those words do not come from me, they come from Jesus, who is far smarter individual than I could ever hope
but
to be.
But it does. I mean, where we've progressed as a nation with, you know, talking about LGBT rights and the whole movement on how we've become so much more accepting as a nation, it blows my mind when I hear people like this using the argument of, well, we don't want people looking at the little kids wrong in bathrooms.
Please.
Are you kidding?
Who's doing that? Go show me an example of that happening. There are two big problems with this. Number one, well, apart from it being a giant waste of time and money, problem number one is it's killing the Republican Party. And the Republican Party needs to wake up and do something about this. It's out of control at this point when we're arguing over who gets to use a bathroom. You are losing voters. You are losing credibility. There are better hills to die on. Number two, it obscures the actual legitimate constitutional right issues that surround this. Because as I said earlier, it is a fair question as to whether or not the U.S. government should be able to compel a Catholic priest to perform a gay marriage. Now, as a Protestant who knows other Protestants, I can tell you, good luck trying to get a Catholic priest to marry a Catholic to a Protestant. They don't even want to do that anymore.
Growing up, I was taught you need to be confirmed because a Catholic priest will not marry you if you're not confirmed.
And nobody bats an eye about that. And here's the thing. It is not like there is a monopoly on religion in this country, okay? If you can't be a gay Catholic, you can be a gay Episcopalian, you can be a gay Unitarian, you can be a gay Jew, you can be a gay Buddhist. You have choice. And the Constitution, as I understand it, was written with this idea that we would provide fundamental protection even for unpopular opinion. And the idea that the Catholics should be given an exemption on religious grounds from performing gay marriage is an unpopular opinion. But they also believe that they are going to hell if they do it. So I'm not going to look at somebody who has dedicated his entire life to serving God and tell him, hey, you know what? Government says you got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Pay Caesar what is due Caesar, but Caesar also is wise.
You can't compare baking a cake to somebody that has devoted his entire life to priesthood. And
Caesar is wise when he lets the clerics get away with the wacky stuff that the clerics like to do. Although you take that to an extreme and you wind up with the Middle East, and that's a whole different set of circumstances. 617-627-3800. It is The Big Picture. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/BigPictureWMFO. Get on over there. We need more followers. We need more likes. We've been stuck at this number for a while, and I want to see it get up.
Yeah, I'm about to do the mass.
Big Picture.
Invitation thing.
Big Picture WMFO. Look for it on Facebook. It's fun. It's great. You need to post more stuff about beer.
Okay.
And I've cut down to just one major news story a day with a little tiny bit of commentary to set the point for why it's important. When we come back, the strangest things from the past week and our favorite things from the past week right here on WMFO Medford.
The little blue bird who has never said a word starts to sing. Telling us to fall in love, and that's why birds
some mothballs.
The chimpanzees in the zoo do it. Some courageous kangaroos do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. I'm sure sometimes on the sly you do it. Maybe even you and I might do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
For the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, I'm Dr. Tom Shives. Backpacks are a popular way for children and teens to carry school books and supplies. But if backpacks are too heavy, or if they're not worn correctly, that can be a problem. They can cause pain in the muscles and joints, especially in the back, neck, and shoulder. Here are some tips for using backpacks safely. Choose a backpack with two wide, padded shoulder straps and a waist strap. That will help distribute the weight. Always use both shoulder straps and tighten the straps so the pack is close to the body and sits 2 inches above the waist. Pack heavier items closest to the center of the back. Even when it's full, a backpack shouldn't weigh more than 15 to 20% of the weight of the person carrying it. So if your child weighs 100 pounds, they shouldn't be carrying more than 20 pounds in the backpack. Following these simple steps can help your backpack work for you, not against you. For more information, visit the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons online at aaos.org.
I'm a champion, realize Shaq's mechanism. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Shaquille O'Neal for Rad. This is not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford 91.5. This is The Big Picture, and it's time for what's hot, our favorite thing from this week. Now, sadly, last month, one of my favorite places, Johnny D's, closed in David Square.
Everybody's favorite. Yeah, sad.
And I think at some, especially in this area, everybody's been there at least once. Whether you've been to a music show, you were there just to drink at the bar. I liked their brunch.
Andy Saylor's bachelor party.
Now, for the past week, the owner of Johnny D's has been sifting through everything that's in there, from, you know, old posters to lineups, the furniture. You can actually now have a piece of Johnny D's. They're doing a garage sale at the location. It's opening up Friday.
Oh, wow.
And Saturday. And that is from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So it's 17 Holland Street in Somerville. Yeah.
There's going to be people lining up there at like midnight on Thursday.
You remember last summer when TT and the Bears closed?
Yeah.
People were wrapped around Brookline Street.
By the way, there's no and.
Brookline.
TT the Bears.
No one. Pass.
Wow.
But now there are, so like the bigger items, there's big signage, glassware, tabletops, which he doesn't want to get rid of, but he thinks that, you know, they mean so much more to the people that visited.
Tell
you. Yeah. And banners. You can pretty much get everything that was in
there. Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Very, very cool.
I wonder if they're going to be talking about this on the town after us, because that was a big local music venue.
So you can also go to their Facebook page, you know, after you go to our Facebook page, The Big Picture. You can call them at 617-776-2004. So maybe if you have something in mind that you remember from there, you can call up and see if they're selling it.
So here's what you do. You can make a whole thing out of this. You go to Davis Square tomorrow night, drink yourself silly, and then you can sleep on the sidewalk in front of Johnny D's.
There you go.
And no one's going to kick you out. No one's going to kick you out, and you'll get some great memorabilia the next day. Mm-hmm. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sleep it off in Davis Square after a great night at the Burn.
And it's supposed to be warm tomorrow night, so you'll be
yeah.
fine. It'll
so
be cold.
A little wind, might be a little bit of rain, but folks, go for it. Don't miss that chance. Okay, next Tuesday, so by the time we're on the air next week, this will have happened. The Force Awakens will be out on Blu-ray. This is the biggest Blu-ray event of the year, as everyone but Lisa Nichols understands. Now, there are going to be special editions of the Blu-ray in various places, and you might be wondering which one you should get. If you are into steelbook packaging, and I don't know why you are because it falls apart and it's kind of dumb, but if you're a steelbook fan, you're going to have to go to Best Buy because they have got the steelbook packaging. Where you really want to go to pick up your movie is Target, because Target has worked out a deal where they're going to have 20 additional minutes of bonus content that you can only get.
More Star Wars?
If you buy it at Target, including exclusive interviews with Daisy Ridley and John Boyega, which is awesome. A look at how they trained for their stunts in the film, and a look at how the props were made. So 20 minutes of extra content, that's what you really, really want if you're buying this.
That's what everybody wants, Star Wars.
And by the way, it's also available on demand. Some people are just going to chain themselves into their homes this weekend and just watch Star Wars all weekend long. I will hold out. I will wait until Tuesday.
As we end the show every week, that's the thing that happened, the craziest news story. Florida. Florida woman was arrested Monday for having sex with two pet dogs, according to Collier County deputies. Miranda Johns, 21, was arrested Monday and charged with three counts of engaging in sexual conduct with an animal. It's actually also endangering. According to the arrest report, deputies were interviewing a man about sexual battery case involving Johns. The individual denied battering Johns, but instead showed deputies video Johns had sent him of engaging in oral sex with her two pets. Johns also sexted images of the encounter to the man. Johns is now out on a $6,000 bond from the Collier County Jail. Daniel Christianberry, spokesperson for the Collier County Domestic Animal Services, said Johns does not have a record with the agency. First time offense.
So wait, whose dogs were...
Miranda Johns...
Yeah.
...had animal her pets, and she sent the guy that she met on Tinder sex and video of her, oral sex on the animals. Not quite bestiality, but almost there.
I'm an animal lover, but I draw a line. Really need to draw a line with that somewhere.
The tongue on tongue is not.
Mexico. More than 2,000 years later, Good Friday is still a rough day to be Jesus. During the annual Good Friday Passion Play reenactment of the crucifixion in Santa Barbara, Mexico, an actor playing Jesus fell 13 feet into the crowd after the crucifix he was on started to topple. The actor broke his fall by grabbing support ropes, and Mexican media reported that he was physically unharmed. His pride, however, may take a hit as he earned some colorful nicknames after video of his fall was posted on Facebook, including the Flyer of Papanita, Flying Christ, and Batman Christ. Batman Christ. This is Good Friday.
Yeah.
It's just another stunt to get you to go see the Batmans.
Of course.
Which I have not seen yet. Knowing you, you'll go and see the Batmans, but you won't. By the way, if you're not looking for The Force Awakens, you can get on over to Uniqlo and pick up some of their new Lego t-shirts. They have officially licensed...
Uniqlo.
Yes. Uniqlo. Officially, Uniqlo. Officially licensed Lego t-shirts for men, girls, and boys. None for women. Interestingly. So that's their sexism, not Lego's sexism. I'm not really blown away by these things. There's a couple of designs there that are sort of interesting.
What colors?
They're in all kinds of colors. There's one for men that looks like your sort of basic, like, French or swimming-style striped shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Except when you get up close to it, you realize that it's all Lego bricks that make up the stripes. And that's got kind
of
a...
I hope your wife is listening to this.
That's got kind of a neat effect to it.
Gift for you.
But the rest of it, I'm looking at these things and I'm like, yeah, this just isn't doing it for me. Which is weird because usually with a Lego product,
Lego
I'm like,
t-shirts.
I want it. Yeah, even the ones for kids. Yeah. I'm like, they've been selling these all over the world and now they're bringing them to the United States. So, again, Johnny D's auction is happening Friday starting at 10 a.m. Everything that you would want will be gone Friday at 10:15 a.m.
Exactly.
So, as I said earlier, if you plan on participating in this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You can go to Davis Square. You can go to the White Horse. You can go to the Bar Inn.
Great beer list.
You can go to Red Bones. You can go to the Joshua Tree.
You can do a little progressive.
Drink yourself into a stupor and sleep it off in front of Johnny D's. And the cops won't say a word because they'll be like, oh,
he's waiting in line.
You're waiting.